how does Islam view ethnic differences? We all come from different cultures and ethnicities. We have different physical traits and abilities. We all have differences. Yet there are people amongst us who are racist and bigoted. As a Muslim, Islam does not allow me to be racist and bigoted. There's no room for it. According to Islam, we are all human beings and all human beings share a common origin. Adam, peace be upon him. In Islam, the only thing that makes a person superior or better than others is their faith and piety. And piety lies in the heart, and only God alone knows the reality of what is in someone's heart. In the Quran, God says, O humankind, indeed we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into peoples and tribes so that you may know one another. Certainly, the most noble of you in the sight of God is the most righteous of you. Certainly, God is all-knowing and all-acquainted. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, O people, certainly your Lord is one and your Father is one. An Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor does a non-Arab have superiority over an Arab. A white person has no superiority over a black person, nor does a black person have superiority over a white person, except through piety. This is how Islam teaches us that differences in language, race, and ethnicity should not bring about feelings of superiority and animosity between us. Rather, these differences are in fact one of the great signs of God that show His might and greatness. Look at this scene. Over 2 million people gather in Mecca every year to perform the Hajj, which is one of the pillars of Islam. It is a perfect embodiment of the equality that Islam promotes. Here stand the rich and the poor, black and white, people of different statures and shapes from many different nations. Here they move together in unison around the Kaaba, kneel and bow together in unison before God in the largest human gathering.